Episode 2132, The Well of the Heart.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy Hippie Day. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood, and it is Wellness Wednesday. Come on. Now, we're celebrating a lot of things, and today here in the United States, we celebrate our veterans. It's Veterans Day, and I just want to tip my hat. And from my heart to yours, I want you to know how much you're appreciated. And for those families who have had people in the military who have gone and served and not returned, know that my heart breaks for you, but also celebrates and honors them today. We need to not take for granted those who are willing to go and fight for freedom. And here in the United States, I'm proud to say that is something that is a privilege. Let's dive in to the well of the heart. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the KISSES newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by the AIM Academy. You know, sometimes I think there's just a lot to say, and I could literally talk for hours with you. And I realize that if I was to calculate over the number of years that I've been doing podcasting, it would be hours upon hours upon hours. In fact, we've probably gone way over a year of talking. Now, when I think about that, that boggles my mind. But I want to talk about something very, very important, so essential to your health and to your well-being. When life becomes overwhelming and the obstacles keep mounting, there comes a point where we have to go above and beyond traditional self-care. The well of the heart is only as good as your commitment to your well-being. How well do you take care of your heart? Now, be honest. We don't talk a lot about how to care for the heart. We talk about losing weight, which, yes, helps the heart. We talk about exercising more, yes, which helps the heart. We talk about how to eat, yes, which helps the heart. But we don't come at it from the perspective of the heart itself, the well of the heart. And when you think about it, if you don't have a heart, you're not alive. Life may get out of hand once in a while. You may experience seasons that feel next to impossible to get through. But the well of the heart is where you need to focus on in order to go above and beyond where you are now. So much of us want something more in life. You define that. I can sit here and talk to you years upon years upon years. You still define what you want in life, how you're going to go after it, how you're going to live your life. That is up to you. I can make suggestions, give strategies and tools, but ultimately you decide, you plan and prep, and then you take aim. If you don't care for the most important muscle in your body, the heart, where will you end up? Maybe 6 feet under? And no, I'm not trying to get all down and out on a beautiful day where we are celebrating our veterans. But what more can we talk about when we think that our servicemen and women who go out there and fight for our freedom, some do not come back home to their family. They gave their heart. And we sit here and enjoy the freedoms and we take it for granted. Today I want to twist it up and I want to talk about the well of the heart. Because I want you to fill it. Fill the well of the heart. That is your KISS to Keep It Simple strategy. There are four chambers of the heart, two on the left and two on the right. So we're going to talk about the well of the heart today in regards to those four chambers. You have got to be able to say, you know what? I want to fill my heart, my chambers to live the life God designed for me. You get to decide. You get to plan. You get to prep. You get to take aim. And in order to do that, you need to really look at these four chambers. And the first one is rest. No, I'm not talking about sleep. I'm actually talking about rest. Rest is most important for the heart. It's during this time that the heart gets the oxygen it needs so you can live. When you do not replenish the oxygen in your heart, what do you think happens? Yeah, you're right. Nothing good. Sometimes your heart begins to race. Sometimes, no, it slows down and it goes the other direction. Either way, it's a crisis. Rest is something where, yes, you can be sleeping, but you also can be at your resting heart rate, as in you're not doing anything major. You are being still. That doesn't mean you're cooking dinner. It doesn't mean that you're folding laundry. It doesn't mean that you're going and running errands. That's all great movement, but you need to be still once in a while. A lot of people say, oh my gosh, I love meditation. Why do you think meditation is so good? Because it's about rest. You slow down enough for your heart to be filled with the oxygen that it requires so it can then go and serve the rest of your body. It's amazing to me that our heart needs so much rest, yet we take it for granted. And we just think it's always going to be there. Our heart is not always going to be there. But if we take care of it in forms of being still, meditating, reading, maybe you're doing your devotional time or praying, it's coming and settling down. But I got to tell you, I don't think we know how to do that very often. Because we're go, 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 go. We're so busy. Our schedules are so packed. Even during this time of COVID-19, we are still saying we're busy. Seriously? Maybe you need to look at what you need to take off your plate so you can rest. Your heart will appreciate it. Chamber one, rest. Chamber two is all about wellness. The Mayo Clinic has a book called Mayo Clinic Health, Heart for Life. And I wanted to pull an excerpt from that. And this is what was highlighted in that book. It's all about wellness when it comes to the heart. It says, eat 5, move 10, sleep 8. And I love that because it focuses on numbers, 8, 10, and 5. Love it. So let's break it down. Eat 5. Eat 5 fresh fruits and vegetables every day for your heart health. Work on getting those 5 or more servings of fruits and vegetables in all the time. And I know it's hard. I get it. But do your best. And one thing I want to remind you of, you can have vegetables in the morning for breakfast. Most of us don't think about having vegetables in the morning, but they are so good for your body. Now, if you're having a quote-unquote smoothie and you're dumping in your spinach and maybe your celery and who knows what else, maybe some cucumbers, it's wonderful. Those are your vegetables. And then you're like, okay, I throw in my fruits. That's why a lot of people say I eat a smoothie in the morning because I get my 5 servings of fruits and vegetables in. It does boost your heart health. It also does a lot of other things for your body. But it's important to boost our heart health. The other one is move 10, at least 10 minutes of moderately intense physical activity needs to be done every single day. Now, this is beyond the resting rate. Now, oddly enough, when I am sleeping, my heart resting rate, okay, don't freak out on me, please. I am alive, I promise, is 46 to 48 on average. Now, if it's restless night, it's 52. The lowest I've ever gone has been a 46, I think. I don't think I've ever been a 44. Regardless, it's low. And some people are like, oh my gosh, my husband says you're almost dead. And I laugh. I'm like, I'm far from that, honey. Trust you me, I'm all in. And he's like, okay, just making sure. But we all have different resting heart rates when we sleep. And then we have a resting heart rate, which is when we are still. The stillness. There's still some activity with us. We're sitting up, not just laying down and sleeping. This is where there's activity, but it's not like we are moderate. So if I look at my moderate activity, now remember, I'm telling you so you have an idea. This is me. I'm very low. I'm just saying I'm very low. 46 to 48. My moderate runs approximately about 86 to 88. That's where I'm at. And then when I start to actually move and I want to move a little more intensely with it and I want to get my cardio going, I'm great at 105 to 110. And that's awesome for me. Now, I can get much higher, but it's just because if you look at my things, it just adjusts. So understand this. I tell you all of that about me so you can understand there's no right or wrong answer here. You have to know your body and you can tell it by how you talk. So if you're having a difficult time speaking and carrying on a conversation and you're gasping for air to speak, I know that sounds horrible. I apologize. But when you're doing that, think of it as cardio. You're highly accelerated. But if you can have a conversation like we're having right now, then that's more moderate. And then if you really are just kind of soaking it up in the sun and it's just easy going, then that's when you're resting. So really think about that because you want to move at least 10 minutes of moderately intense physical activity. Now, my thing is I would push it towards the higher end. Don't get into the middle. Go for that 105 to 110 to 115. Get up there. And you know the easiest way to do that? Walk, walk, walk. Can't say it enough. Believe it or not, yesterday I did over 10 and a half miles. I was so excited. I did 3 different phone calls during that time frame, coaching with clients. And then I also read some of my books that I'm working on. Got a lot going on, but I did a lot of it in that time frame. And I was more importantly what? Serving my heart. Move 10, eat 5, and finally, sleep 8. You've got to have good quality sleep. It is so good for your heart. And it can be a challenge, but it's so important. So make time to sleep. Now, if you're one that says, Christiane, I can't sleep 8. I'm lucky to get 6. Now, lucky as in that's your normal or lucky because you choose to only get 6? There is a difference with that lucky. For me personally, it's 6. It just works for me. I go to bed and I am refreshed and on fire between 5 and 6 hours of sleep. That's my makeup. It is what it is. I've tried to change it. No. I can do naps if I've had a hard, intensive day of a workout. And let's say I go 45 minutes of strength training, plus I do some cardio on top of that. Yeah, maybe I need to take about a 20-minute power nap. But otherwise, I am that 5 to 6 hours and I'm raring to go. So when I say sleep 8, that's your average. You may need more. You may take a little less. Again, it's not about right or wrong. It's about you. Eat 5, move 10, sleep 8. Thank you, Mayo Clinic, for that. Chamber number 3, emotions and feelings. Emotions and feelings can demolish your day in a heartbeat, but it also can make your day too. You have to monitor those. And today, oh my goodness, there is so much happening. I talk to people and their divorces left and right, all during this time. There are people that can't get along with their neighbors. They are having problems with their jobs. They don't even have a job. Some have too much work to do. Others are like, I'm working from home, but man, they want me to come back in the office. There's complications. Then on top of that, you're like, I got a family called children and schooling them. What does that look like? I'm homeschooling, never homeschooled before. Some meaning just virtual schooling. Others is no, literally homeschooling. We were kind of pushed that direction because our schools were shut down and we didn't want to stop. So we jumped in. All of that stuff just kind of raises what? Our blood pressure? The pumping of the heart begins to what? Work harder. Our emotions and feelings, yes, impact our heart. I look at how road rage has continued to grow over the years. And in actuality, that really does make me sad. Because I'm sitting here thinking, why are you getting so bent out of shape? Why is it that you have to feel like you are the only person around that deserves to be where you're going? Everybody in a vehicle that's on the road has a right to get to where they're going. And we don't need any other circumstances to sit here and say, okay, just because I was mad today, I'm going to let it all out on you. There are some people that have anger issues. And guess what? Those emotions and feelings, they affect the heart. You want to live a longer, higher quality of life? You got to watch out for chamber three, emotions and feelings. You've got to be cautious and aware of them. You've got to find a way to settle it down. If you've got anger issues, I promise you, you got to settle it down. You got to figure a way to handle the triggers before you're completely triggered where you can't turn around and go the other way. Where in your emotions and feelings is your heart all tied up? Maybe it's because you went through a recent separation, a divorce. Maybe you've had a hardship in your family. Maybe there's a health crisis. Emotions and feelings can claim our day, but you have a choice. You can allow it to take over. Or you can say, no, I recognize this is where I'm at, but I'm going to choose to operate differently. So chamber three is emotions and feelings. And finally, number four, chamber four, is joy. What are you intentionally filling your heart with? Joy, love, hope? Or is it wrapped up like a victim? I'm afraid a lot of people in this world are living victim-minded. And they have attached their heart to that. And so their heart responds to everything from a victim point of view. Now, I understand there are very, very serious things that happen to people. Things that I don't even like to think about. But that's not the kind of victim I'm talking about here. I'm talking about the victim as in making excuses for how you live, yet all you do is constantly whine about where you want to go, but you can't get there. You've got a choice in life. My husband came home yesterday and he had a long day and he was walking around and he kind of had this walk of like an old man. Shh, don't tell him I'm telling you the story. And so he was walking, and I said, "Hun, why are you walking that way?" He goes, "Oh, babe, I just feel so tired. I feel like an old man." I said, "And you look like one too." I said, "If you're going to walk like that, that's how you're going to feel." And I walked out of the room. Now, I said it sweetly, understand. I said it out of love. But it's true. He was taking how he thought, right? Go back to chamber three, emotions and feelings. He was taking what he was feeling. He's tired. It's okay to feel tired. But chamber four doesn't have to be, oh, now I'm going to feel like an old man. I'm going to act like an old man. And it's just going to be, oh, woe's me. And I'm playing the victim. So then later on that evening, he was walking into the bedroom and then came back out. And when he came back out, he ran to me. And I looked at him and I was like, "What are you doing? Is everything okay?" And he goes, yes. He goes, I was running like a young man. Big difference. His attitude changed. He wasn't slouching. He wasn't hunched over. He wasn't playing the victim like, oh, woe's me. I didn't pick his career. He did. And he's amazing at it. And we all have long days. When my kids were younger, oh my gosh, did I feel like an old woman at times. I'm like, I think I aged 30 years in 30 minutes. Not fair. But did I sit there and mope around about it? What are you intentionally filling your heart with? I want you to think about that. All of these four chambers have to work together in order for you to live the life that God designed. You got to be alive, so you got to take care of your heart. You got to rest so it gets exactly what it needs, so it can work for you. And then, because life happens, you got to be able to look at your emotions and your feelings. And then at some point in life, you have to say, you know what? I got to find the blesses in all the messes. I want you to make a promise today. Handle your heart with care and treasure it with love. I know I shared with you all a few weeks back that my uncle was diagnosed with esophageal cancer. And I am here to report that since his treatment of radiation and chemotherapy and now surgery, he is, and we haven't gotten the official results, but just from the surgery, he is cancer free. They did the surgery and the surgery was a success. So I'm telling you this to say thank you. Thank you for those of you who prayed for him. My Uncle Mike is very precious. And I know he has a lot more to do here on earth. And God still wants him here. And so for all of you that prayed, thank you so much. I appreciate you. And I also want to extend my heart to you. Maybe you're going through a difficult time. Again, I understand it because life dishes it out. And it is not fair. And I don't always have all the answers, but you know what? What I do have is I can pray for you. And so if you know that you want prayer, I want you to reach out to me. Send me an email. You can find me anywhere between Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Pinterest. I'm out there. Send me a message. Direct message me and say, Christiane, I need this. Send me an email, yourbestselfie@createyournow.com. And let me know how I can pray for you. I think about all that is happening in this world today. And I don't know where your worries are. I don't know where your struggles are, your trials and tribulations. I also don't know all your celebrations. But what I do know is when your heart does not work for you, you're dead in life. God's got big plans for you, bigger than even you can imagine. So take care of the heart you have. Do what you need to do. Make a choice today to train for life and love your journey. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a blessed, heart-filled day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.